The Getaway Girls, written by Dee McDonald and read by Jilly Bond.
Chapter 1. Flower Power. It was on a wet Thursday morning, while she was struggling to attach a daffodil to a sprig of blossom, that Connie McCall recognised the stirrings of restlessness again. Not only that, as a result of her daydreaming, she managed to tape her finger into the flower arrangement as well, and swore under her breath as she unpeeled it all. She glanced down at what she hoped was an artistic impression of spring to life, today's theme, and then studied the 15 women in the class, all chattering away as they wrestled with bits of evergreen, sprigs of blossom, and the inevitable daffodils. They all seemed happy enough. "What is it with me?" Connie wondered. Single again for nearly 3 years, so what was there to escape from? "I'm 69, she thought, "and I'm supposed to be grown up." This group of ladies had been disappointed when she'd told them that she wouldn't be continuing with the flower arranging classes after Easter. Why not? They wanted to know. Why not indeed? Connie wasn't certain herself why not. Was it purely that she fancied escaping the unpredictability of the British summer ahead? But it wasn't just that. In truth, she knew what it was. It was her exciting new discovery. She looked at Mrs. Briggs, right there in the front row, who'd plainly given up on her spring to life, which was now in a state of collapse on the table. She was deep in conversation with the woman next to her, whose name Connie could never remember, about the problems with daughters-in-law. And there seemed to be plenty of them. In fact, Connie could have contributed a few of her own. Connie had enjoyed the classes until now. Autumn leaves, Christmas table arrangements, here comes spring / summer, and the rest. She had to dream up seasonal names to enhance these Thursday morning gatherings of mature ladies, hell-bent on brightening up their suburban lives under mostly grey London skies. It was the end of the final lesson before Easter, and, as always, the same two women stayed on behind to help Connie clear up the debris. Little Maggie scratching away with a nearly bald broom in an attempt to extract squashed catkins from the floorboards, and Jill mopping up puddles of water and discarded leaves on the tabletops. Floristry was messy.
"A right bleeding mess," confirmed Jill, never one to mince her words, as she attempted to tuck a stray blonde tendril back into its wobbly beehive,
which Connie reckoned must have been a real wow back in the '60s.
"Will you really not be doing these classes again?" Maggie asked anxiously.
She still had a Glaswegian accent you could cut with a ski and do, even after 40 years in London.
"I'm afraid not," said Connie.
Maggie Holmes had admitted that she'd only enrolled in the flower arranging class because her friend Pam was going. Pam said that Maggie needed to get out more, instead of hanging around waiting for that man to come home. So Maggie did as she was told, and then Pam didn't join because she'd forgotten she was going on holiday and would miss 2 whole sessions.
"How could you forget you were going on holiday?"
Maggie had asked. She herself hadn't had a proper holiday in years, and she most certainly would not be forgetting if she was lucky enough to have one in the pipeline. Maggie sighed.
"So no more Thursday morning flowers then?"
Connie shook her head.
"I don't think so, Maggie."
"Don't laugh, but I never meant to sign up for a flower arranging class," Jill said. "I thought I was enrolling for a life drawing class."
"A life drawing class?" Maggie exclaimed. "Are you artistic then?"
"Not really. I just hoped I might see some naked manly bodies. But somehow or other, I clicked on the wrong box and didn't know how to change it."
All three of them burst out laughing.
"Oh, Connie," Maggie went on. "Who am I going to giggle with on Thursday mornings?"